Look at verse 49 of Matthew 27. And while you're looking at verse 49, let me read to you what Psalm 22 says. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head. And they say, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Now look what it says in Matthew 27. And the rest said, this is talking about the people that are at the foot of the cross. Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come and save him. And by the way, Mark adds this. Let me read Mark 15:29. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross. So you notice that in Psalm 22, the prophecy of this is that a group of people would be shaking their heads at Christ and mocking him and saying, see if you can come down from that cross. That's what David saw happening 1,100 years in the future. And look what Matthew 27 and Mark 15 say. They are standing at the foot of the cross, wagging their heads and saying, see if you can get down, if you can pull those nails out and come down. Continuing, look at Matthew 27 and verse 48. It says, immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it him to drink. Do you know why he did that? Because one of Christ's words from the cross, which is recorded in John 19 and verse 28, was, I thirst. By the way, that was the shortest, that was just one word in Greek. Dipso. Jesus was so dry, he couldn't say much. He just said, dipso. And they ran, verse 48, look what it says in Matthew 27, and took a sponge and filled it with sour wine. Now, here's what Psalm 22 says, okay, verse 15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. And then another psalm, 69 verse 21 says, and for thirst they gave me vinegar to drink and gall for my food. Did you know that the Bible says not only that Christ would thirst on the cross, but Psalm 69:21 says that he would be given vinegar. Now you say, now wait a minute, it says in Matthew 27:48, sour wine. Well, the cheapest wine that was available in the first century was what all the soldiers drank. It was kind of like the lowest cost beverage in the Middle East there. It was a low grade kind of not well cured, and I don't know much about alcohol, but there were grades of it, I'm sure, and the king's kind was the kind that was real smooth and nice. But the cheap stuff, remember when Jesus turned the water into wine, the people all said, wow, you saved the good stuff. There were grades of it. The lowest grade they called sour wine, or it was vinegar wine. It was the lowest quality, cheapest kind that soldiers carried with them if they had to work all day in the sun, like at the foot of the cross. Look at verse 48. They ran, they took a sponge, they poured some of their wine in, they stuck a little hollow weed thing in there, put it on the end of a spear point, and held it up so that little hollow reed would get up near Christ's lips so he could drink a little of that. And why did he want that? To fulfill Psalm 22 and Psalm 69, but also so he could say the other words from the cross. See, he had to speak and fulfill prophecy. So there's another amazing prophetic exactness.